This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and it's time to talk some Mavs opening night with Ryan Rucco, ESPN. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. ESPN's doing something pretty neat this afternoon. They're giving away barbecue to celebrate the opener and Flags debut. You can go right now to Truck Yard Dallas and find the Flaming Grill Barbecue until 8 o'clock. Tip off tonight, 8:30. That's at 5624 Sears Street in Dallas for free food, free barbecue, thanks to the worldwide leader and play-by-play man Ryan Rucco, ESPN, joining us now here on The Fan. Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing wonderful. We always love free barbecue here in the great state. What else do you guys have planned tonight to help us usher in this Cooper Flag era?
Well, just an incredible broadcast. I mean, truly award-winning, unforgettable. I can't take credit for the barbecue, but, you know, we will just dazzle you on the air for 2.5 hours later tonight.
Cannot wait. What are your expectations for this guy? I mean, at the age where, I mean, I'm old enough to remember Kobe and KG, and it seemed like those were teenagers coming straight out of high school. There were struggles for them, and several others attempted to come out of high school. Flag, obviously the same age, but with the year of experience at Duke, like, how much of a polished product are we getting out of the box here?
I mean, probably a much more polished product than I think anybody even expected, right? Like, just based on those preseason games, first of all, there was already an expectation that Cooper was going to look, you know, more ready for the NBA just from a sheer maturity and physicality standpoint than most rookies are, right? I think we all expected that. But then when you watch him in the preseason, you're like, oh, wait, no, it's even beyond that. Like, is he going to be able to impact winning in year one? Because, you know, what we see by and large with even the best rookies is rarely do they impact winning in year one, right? And obviously it's a unique situation because there's more veteran talent around this Mavericks team, and Cooper's talked about this as well, than you would typically have with a number one overall pick. But, you know, that being a factor, I still think the way he plays, the way he's going to defend, his size, his comfort level, his IQ, his relentless competitive nature, I think is going to translate to him making an impact on winning right away. And I think, you know, you could watch it, you could feel it watching him at Duke, and you could feel it just watching the few preseason games. He has this ability to make you feel his desire to win watching him. And I think that's pretty special.
It's Ryan Rucco, ESPN, with us here on The Fan. So when it comes to the matchup for tonight, I mean, the Wimby aspect, have you seen him up close yet? It seems like him and Derek Lively both have grown a little bit. We're going to have, like, the big men, the rim protection tonight is going to be off the charts.
Yeah, no, it's going to be amazing. And I did both of their debut 2 years ago when Lively actually had the bigger debut against Wemby in October of 23. But, you know, I got to call many Wemby games over the last 2 years. I have not seen them in person yet this preseason, but just watching, you know, the highlights and his games this preseason, he seems to have a level of intent and aggression that is, you know, at a different tier than what we've seen through the first two. I think there's also been an insistence in the paint from Wemby that feels a little bit evolved for him. You know, his first year, he shot about 33% of his field goal attempts from three. Last year, that went up to 47%. Well, what we saw in the preseason was him passing up a lot of the threes that he was taking last year and doing his work in the paint. And granted, like, again, I've referenced preseason a couple times just because that's the only stimuli we have to go off of right now, right? But if it's a window into how he's going to play, you know, 70% of his field goal attempts were in the paint in the preseason. Last year, only 37% of them were. So I think you might just see Wemby, you know, just using that size and that unique ranginess to get to the rim more than we did the first couple of years, even if it means turning down the first good look he might get from the perimeter.
Well, speaking of Lively and, of course, Cooper Flagg, are you going to have to temper some of the Duke love that your colleague Jay Billis might be overflowing with on the broadcast tonight?
No. Jay is the ultimate professional, so I will have to do none of that. I think, you know, one of the things that's so unique about Jay and his positioning in college basketball for all these years is he has seen these guys grow, right? And he's gotten access to them and their practices and behind the scenes, especially at Duke, but everywhere. And so I just love that he's doing this game tonight because he can really give us strong insights into, you know, into Cooper and what stood out to him and all the games he called last year and then all the practices he got to watch of Cooper.
Hey, Ryan, in your pregame getting ready for this, all your prep and stuff, you kind of feel like things have kind of, they put things about the Luka trade behind him, the Mavs. Do you feel like that this is kind of a fresh kind of approach, or do you feel some lingering of this thing still?
You know what's so interesting about that question? It's a great one because I literally was thinking about this earlier today, how in my prep, I haven't thought about Luka really. And last year was all I could think about when I would watch the Mavs or do a Mavs game post-trade. And it had me wondering and reaching out to a couple of people, and I'll ask you guys, like, what do you think? You have your finger on the pulse of the fan base here. Do you feel like that right now the focus is solely on what can be with Flagg rather than what was with Luka?
I think it's fragmented. You know, some of our listeners just refuse to move on. And I think a lot of them, maybe those that have season tickets and are more Mavs first than Luka first, you know, they're just excited about Cooper Flagg and wanting to move on because it's their sports love.
I think, Ryan, I think though too, and the thing I want to throw in there is I think when that card was pulled and it said Dallas Mavericks with the first overall pick, I think we all felt a lot better. I mean, we felt like that maybe, there are some basketball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Oh, God.
You have the future again.
Yeah.
You know, my favorite athlete growing up was Andy Pettit, okay, diehard Yankee fan.
Yeah.
And when Andy left for the Astros after 03, I was devastated. I could not believe the Yankees didn't just pay him whatever he wanted. And I remember being like, I'm not gonna root for the Yankees anymore. Like, and I was the biggest Yankee fan you could be, but I was like, I'm done. And then they traded for A-Rod. And I was like, ooh, I might have just got roped back in. Pretty exciting, you know? And it was funny because I still rooted for the Astros simultaneously with the Yankees for those 3 years. And then obviously Andy came back, and that was lovely and wonderful, and won another World Series with the Yanks. But, like, I do think there's sort of, as a fan, there's two things that happen there, right? There's one that you get attached to the player, to the star. He's a generational talent. He's an entire fan base's favorite player, right? And that's not coming back. That player is gone. But the other part of it is just that player also brought a lot of winning and represents winning. And so you trade him and you're like, okay, are we going to lose? You know, like that's, you know, you also are concerned about the winning component. And I think the drafting a flag helps give immediate hope for the winning component, right? Like feeling like, okay, like this team, you know, obviously they're going to need Kyrie back and everything. But this team, if they have Kyrie back, you're going to look at them in the West and you're going to say, okay, I know the conference is ridiculous with how good it is, but why couldn't they go back to the finals? And then the other part I think will grow. You know, I think the fan base will fall in love with him. The fact that he's drafted here is an ingrained reason to fall in love with him. It's just different, right, than when somebody signs or someone gets traded to your team. And so it kind of feels like nothing will totally replace that connection and that love with Luka, but this is about as best, you know, a Band-Aid as you could possibly have.
Ryan Rucco, ESPN, with us here on The Fan. You bring up the Yankees and you call Yankees games. Has there ever been a name more nerve-wracking than Cam Schlittler?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, is it nerve-wracking or is it exciting? You know what I mean? I think it depends on the day. I did have a nice Schlittler moment in August, calling one of his starts. It's when you're calling, like when you're in the middle of the action, when he's on the mound, I think you get such a rhythm of saying it over and over again that it becomes easier to pronounce. But when you're then recalling the name, and this is what happened to me, a couple innings later, I was just kind of recapping what had happened with the Yankees pitching that day. And that is when Schlittler became something else for me, and a word that, you know, the FCC is not fond of. So it's in those situations where things can get a bit treacherous. But based on what we saw him do in the playoffs, I have a feeling we're going to be saying his name a lot more for many years to come.
How long are we going to be talking about Paige Bueckers here in Dallas? I know you're the voice of the WNBA quite often on ESPN as well. What do we got here, and what is their path to contention now that they have the Rookie of the Year?
Yeah, I mean, she's amazing. She's amazing. I mean, I'm sure you guys have loved, and I know I've loved from afar, seeing the way she just embraced the city and her role in the sports landscape and the fabric, right? I feel like she's a season ticket holder now at every Dallas team, which I love. And Paige is, she's just, her teammates love her. She is a winner. She makes people better. I think she adjusted to the WNBA even quicker than I expected. You know, she's already an all WNBA guard. She's only going to get better. She can play off the ball. She can play on the ball. She's a culture lifter. She has great perspective. I think the injury she went through in college helped give her that. And here's the other thing. I like to call this like the Russell Wilson Seattle effect. When Seattle went to those back-to-back Super Bowls, right, everybody talked about how their roster could be constructed with, you know, a defense that costs a lot of money, the Cam Chancellors, the Richard Shermans of the world, because their quarterback was so cheap. Right. He was on a rookie deal, and yet he was ready to be a Super Bowl winning quarterback then. I think that's the advantage that right now there's only two teams that have that in the WNBA, Dallas and Indiana. You know, if you're a free agent, you know, there's plenty of pie to go to you if you want to go play with Paige Bueckers. And by the way, she's ready to win right now because Paige is going to be on a rookie contract no matter what happens with the new CBA, and they may get some kind of internal, you know, some kind of, you know, prorated bump based on how the rookie salaries change. But no matter what, she's going to be on a rookie contract for a few years. So, you know, that's just a massive advantage in free agency because a player who is worthy of a max salary is going to have at least three more years on a rookie one at a time when she can contribute to a championship team as a top, you know, two or three player on a championship team. And that's the same case for Indiana and Caitlin Clark. Those are the only two places that I think have that right now. And so I think Dallas, you know, depending on kind of what happens with their, you know, organizational structure and head coaching situation, I think that they can be a real player in free agency because playing with Paige right now and having the money to spend on free agents is a major sell.
So much like Mike Breen has, bang, you've got You Bet. What goes into when you decide to unleash that on the broadcast?
You know, usually it kind of is about the moment and the rhythm of the game. You know, if it's a big shot late game, it could be used there, or if there's a big run or if a player is like really hot, I try and just make it make sense, you know. And basketball is unique in that, you know, the moments that feel huge and where you can feel the momentum really shift don't have to be at the end of the game, right? Like it can happen at any moment. And so I just try and be judicious in that regard of, you know, of when I'm going to use it without using, you know, I'll try and limit it to, you know, a couple of game, maybe it would creep up to four or five, but not more than that. And just trying to make it make sense so that it feels like a big three. Like if, you know, if Cooper Flagg's first bucket of the game, his first career basket is a three, I might use it even if it's, you know, the first possession because it's Cooper Flagg, you know, and it's his first ever basket and he's probably going to be, you know, a pretty great player. But, you know, otherwise those other places is when I try and be strategic with it.
Ryan Rucco, ESPN, pretty dang good segment for a Yankee and Astros fan, man. We won't hold it against you.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you very much. Hey, the Astros fandom, let's be clear. It only lasted for the 3 years Andy was in Houston, okay?
Good man.
It went out the window after that. if the Rangers were to play the Astros now, I'm all Rangers, all right?
There you go. That's a deal. We'll drink to that. Have a great game tonight, man.
All right, thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.